Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for listening in. As of this recording, we're a couple of days removed from the worst storm system to hit Carroll County in quite some time. Having spoken with a number of longtime residents and firefighters, they say that they cannot remember a storm ever being quite so bad as this one. The damage was widespread and there were injuries, but thank God there were no fatalities, even along Route 140 in Westminster where some of the worst damage occurred. Last week, we celebrated National Night Out, and the citizens of our county turned out in force to support our law enforcement, local, county, and state, our corrections, and our first responders. Where the storms had battered the county on Monday evening, all of them came out in support of all of us. I want to thank our sheriff and his deputies, law enforcement at every level, our first responders, our firefighters and EMTs, both volunteers and professionals, for our emergency management, for our county employees, our road crews, the power company crews, and our citizens, all of them who have helped to work tirelessly to see our county through the aftermath of this storm. I also want to say thanks to Governor Wes Moore and Lieutenant Governor Arunia Miller for visiting Westminster earlier this week to assess storm damage in Carroll County and to offer their assistance. President of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners Ed Rothstein spoke at a press conference alongside them highlighting some of the events from the storm and detailing the critical and constant communication and cooperation between the commissioners and between the community and beyond. Commissioners Gordon and Kyler were also on hand to meet with the governor and his team that morning, and they represented our county very well. We were also very grateful to have Delegate Chris Tomlinson on hand in addition to them. Now, we still have quite a bit to go, but there are good people working at it nonstop throughout the county to reopen roads and to restore utilities and other services. At the height, we had over 120 roads that were closed, and we're now down to 3. At one point, during the worst of the storm, we had over 400 911 calls within the time span of 1 hour, but we were able to capably and competently handle all of the calls and all of the emergencies that we were faced with. We are also blessed to have the men and women working with us and serving us as we do, all of whom have been working closely with us and with each other to ensure the quickest, safest possible resolution to the challenge that we still have outstanding. I ask that you keep all of them in your prayers as they continue their work. If you do encounter them anywhere, please do follow their instructions. I also want to ask you to keep in your prayers those affected by the storms. Many of our friends and neighbors who have been impacted by this week's weather are going to need help and assistance in the coming days. So please reach out to them, reach out to churches, to community groups, to volunteer organizations, and others to see how you might be able to help. Now also, last week, the 4-H Fair was in full swing at the Ag Center in Westminster. As you know, the 4-H Fair is a celebration and recognition of a way of life which involves God, family, and hard work, and of a countywide farming community that, to the present day, remains the bedrock foundation of Carroll, one that is dependent upon young people taking up the mantle. Not only is the 4-H Fair a celebration and recognition of young farmers and of farming, of their talents, skills, and ability, but it's also a way for all citizens to listen, learn, and better understand just how vitally important, how difficult, and how necessary farming is not only for our county, but for the United States, as well as enjoying good times, good events, and good food with our friends and neighbors. Between our long-standing partnership with the farming community, our agricultural preservation program, and the central role that agriculture has played between Carroll's founding and through the present day, our county is an irreplaceable part of the American heartland. Among the visits that I made to the 4-H Fair included cake auction night. It was incredible to see the way the community rallied around our young people to support them and the fair. One cake sold for more than $50,000. I was also happy to see my friend and predecessor, previous Commissioner Steve Lance, as well as our awesome delegate Chris Tomlinson, attending that event. I also had the opportunity to join Commissioners Kyla Rothstein and Gordon at Simmons Homemade Ice Cream Store in Hempstead for their 100th anniversary. Simmons is a wonderful family-owned and operated business, and they are an integral part of our community, and they have absolutely amazing ice cream. I definitely recommend a visit to them if you're able to get out that way. I very much thank Commissioner Kyler for inviting us along to celebrate the occasion. Now, this past Thursday, during open session, we were graced with local royalty as Miss Maryland teen Rachel Spencer joined us to speak about her amazing goodwill work and her incredible personal journey on her way to become Miss America Teen this coming January. We are rooting for her all the way. Miss Spencer was most recently Miss Carroll County Teen before being elevated to Miss Maryland Teen. Now, over this past weekend, I was thrilled to participate in a welcome home pinning ceremony for Vietnam veterans at a Reads Across America exhibit hosted by the fantastic Babylon Vault Company in New Windsor, along with Commissioners Ed Rothstein and Tom Gordon. Two World War II veterans, both in their 90s, were also on hand to offer respect to heroes who served during a time in American history when our men and women in uniform were not treated with the respect and decency that they deserved. Now, on hand to cover the event was the Carroll County Observer, and I want to take a minute here to thank the Carroll County Observer, Informed Carroll, and other online news media sites for helping to disseminate incredibly important and crucial information during and in the aftermath of the storm. These are citizen journalists who definitely do a great service for our community, and we're really grateful to them, and we're really happy to have them as a part of our community. Now, at the Reads Across America event, I was very happy to see the mayor of New Windsor, Neil Roop, along with the mayor of Tawnytown, Chris Miller. We were also happy to run into our delegate, Eric Boucher, and we were all certainly happy to see the phenomenal Angelica Prestia, a resident of New Windsor who devotes her free time to caring for the war memorial and parks in New Windsor, as well as supporting our veterans, law enforcement, and first responders however she can. I also had the awesome chance to attend the 19th anniversary of the stellar Tawnytown History Museum, which showcases and preserves not only Tawnytown's history, but the history of amazing surrounding communities such as Detour and Keymar. I was thrilled to see Tawnytown Mayor Christopher Miller at the event, as well as Tawnytown Councilman Jim McCarron, as well as members of the Tawnytown Heritage and Museum Association. Things have also been busy for us over at the county. I want to focus on education for this podcast, for even though school may be out for the summer, the school system is on the minds of many. As you know, the Board of Education recently met with the Board of Carroll County Commissioners jointly to go over future concerns and issues, including Blueprint, the state's mandates for county education systems. You'll remember that our initial cost estimates put the first year of full Blueprint implementation at somewhere between $30 and $50 million. The most recent estimates I saw, however, exceeded that, putting the cost at $53 million. We simply cannot afford that, no matter what we do. Rather, we're going to be working together with our Board of Education and with our delegates to find a way to alter, slow, or get around implementing Blueprint. As you know, our school system is consistently ranked among the top three performing in the state of Maryland, and so there's no reason why we need to make any major changes as demanded by Blueprint. In fact, as Commissioner Rothstein and Commissioner Kyler have pointed out, only one single county in the entire state, one single county, is able to afford Blueprint. Now, I'd like to end today on a more positive note about potential and the future. On Saturday, we celebrated the grand opening of the Charles Carroll Community Center up in District 1 in the Silver Run and Union Mills area. Among those guests in attendance was my predecessor, District 1 County Commissioner Stephen Wance, who was centrally instrumental in getting the community center going. The decision in 2015 to close Charles Carroll Elementary was not easy. Charles Carroll had, for nearly a century, been a cornerstone part of this community, serving as a place not only of education, but gathering, sports, and other activities. It was a part of the very identity of the people who lived, worked, and attended school there, part of an unfolding story. Now, as of this weekend, we began a new chapter in that story with the opening of the Charles Carroll Community Center. Now, that story reaches back to 1837, when the Carroll Academy and House of Public Worship was opened as the first school in the Silver Run and Union Mills area. That opening was intertwined with the very history of Carroll County herself, because that's the year in which our county was also founded. A few generations later, in 1921, the academy was followed by the opening of Charles Carroll, graduating its first class in 1926. Now, at that point, World War I had ended only 8 years before, Calvin Coolidge was president, the economy was booming, new technologies like radio and electricity were becoming widespread, and the American dream was soaring. As we celebrate the opening of Charles Carroll Community Center now, America remains unrivaled in new technologies and in their use. Carroll County herself is strong, and the promise of the American dream does still soar. I genuinely believe in my heart that our best days, so long as we choose to pursue them, really do wait ahead for us. It's with that promise and that dream in this county that we have opened this new center. And who knows what dreams may end up growing within those walls and may one day guide this nation. Now, as I conclude this week's podcast, I want to say thank you one last time to the men and the women who have been serving us nonstop since the storm. I ask all citizens of our county to please continue to keep them in your prayers. And I also ask you to extend your prayers to those who have been affected by the storms. Again, many of our friends and neighbors who were impacted are going to need help and assistance in the time coming forward. So I'm asking you, please do reach out to them. Reach out to churches, to community groups, to volunteer organizations, and others to see how you might be able to help. We are one community in this county, and we all look after one another. May God always bless you. May God always bless Carroll County. I'm Joe Vigliotti, and thank you for listening.